Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Dalet Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So the topics we learned about today include a continuation from the previous Daf about the discussion regarding King Kairosh, also known as Dariyavish, and his changing attitude towards the Jews. A discussion about Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, and the ramifications in Halacha regarding Nisan being Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. The Isra Bal Ta'achar, and a five-way machlekes as to how much time must elapse before one is over this Lav. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Bal Ta'achar. If one makes a pledge to bring a carbon or another nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, he may not delay fulfilling the pledge. Most hold that if three amtaivim pass from the time he makes his pledge without the pledge being fulfilled, he has transgressed the law of Lisach L'Shalmai. There is a machlokes in our Gemara as to how to properly calculate these three regalim in order to be in violation of this Isser. Tefasta merubah lo tefasta. If you have two options to choose from, a larger amount and a smaller amount, you should choose the smaller amount, as the smaller amount is included in the larger amount. This concept is mentioned several times in Shas, and the Rishonim have various ways of explaining this in Halacha. Pizar Keshav, this is mnemonic, a Rosh Teves for the six items in which Shmini Atzeres is a distinct and separate Yom Tov from Sukkot. They are pious, a different team is chosen to do the Avodah on Shmini Atzeres, and not the regular Mishmaris that perform the Avodah on Sukkot. Zman, there is a requirement of reciting Shechayonu for Shmini Atzeres. Regel, Shmini Atzeres has its own name and is not referred to as a Yom Tov Sukkot. Carbon, the holiday of Shmini Atzeres has its own carbon, separate from the holiday of Sukkot. Shira, the holiday of Shmini Atzeres has its own special Shira sung by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. Bracha, a special bracha is recited on behalf of the king on Shmini Atzeres.